You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Chwaba. And like most of you, I am trying to stay warm. I hope everybody is doing just that and having a great day. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. In this short week at Nightlight, we have lots going on tonight, lots to get to, and including news, sports, and weather, which is just 24 minutes away. We'll keep you posted on the cold and what's happening around our state, as we always do here at Civic Media. Great to have you with me, no matter where you're joining us from. I hope it's probably not any warmer than it is in Northeast Wisconsin, but maybe a few degrees warmer. Either way, you got to bundle up. Be careful out there. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to. And, you know, listen, this is a great time, Conrad, to be a couch potato. Stay home, watch some color television, listen to the radio, smoke, drink, whatever you have to do. Get to know each other again if you're a couple.
And remember, smoking is cool.
Smoking's really cool, dude.
Yeah.
If I start smoking at my age, it's not going to affect me until I'm, you know, I'm going to have a whole bunch of other stuff by then.
Well, you know, yeah, when you go work out, like when you try to, you're going to be wheezing, though, so.
Do some curls with a cigarette in my mouth. Tell me.
Okay, that would be really cool.
Who is not looking at that guy going, oh, man, I would love to be like that dude.
You would have to, like, do that outside, though.
Because they'd throw you out, you mean?
Yeah.
But are you referencing this? Because when I said I told my wife I was going to start smoking because it's cool, and at my age, I'm out of the woods in terms of health.
Yeah.
And she just didn't understand that. And that's, I'm not saying it's a huge issue in our marriage, but I feel like that makes good logical sense. If I start smoking in my 50s.
You should be like, you know, the high schoolers, you know, leaning on the high school wall, you know, and just
my Letterman
smoking
jacket.
Yeah. You should do that now.
How creepy would that be? Hey, girls, I got a letter. I would do no such thing. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. Fun show tonight. Great guests. A fun question. And we're going to talk. We're going to keep you posted throughout the night about the weather. And not that anybody needs this, although I do wonder, because I called my folks earlier and I said, listen, I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going to stop at Walmart on the way home. If you need anything, let me know. You can't leave the house. And they're like, well, how cold is it supposed to be? And I was like, I just couldn't believe they were asking me. Like, how do you not know how cold it's going to be? But, you know, they're retired. They're at home a lot. But I think they would have tried to go out to breakfast tomorrow and been like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But I would just not leave my house if I didn't have to. And I never have. Really, with DoorDash, streaming on demand.
Well, you're making someone else leave their house, you know.
I'm paying them to do it, though. I have that power.
That's true.
It's a $5 tip. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, who is producing tonight's show. We have, as I mentioned, a very fun show tonight, folks. We have, first of all, here's how cold it was. I've been known, there's something called a Pete sneeze, and I've done this at home, and I freak my kids out sometimes. I don't know what it is. I have these really intense sneezes, and I was reading the Hollywood Beats. We were recording them earlier. And Conrad jumped about 2 feet out of his seat, maybe dropped his phone. I don't know. He's just letting me ramble. And let's just give the people a taste of what you were dealing with, Con. Has a sneeze ever been played before on the air? I'm always looking for different ways. I'm kind of new to radio. I would love to break some ground somehow. That is so gross. This is like Pete's gross day. Let me tell you what happened this morning. So it's, you know, today we didn't have a high of 10 below, but it was, you know, nippy outside. So I'm running low on coffee. I put my last couple scoops of coffee in the coffee maker, and I decide, like a genius, to cut my nails over the kitchen sink, my fingernails.
Okay.
One of them flies into my coffee.
So did you drink it?
Typically, hold on. Let's not bury the lead. Typically, I would dump that and just remake another pot because, you know, I have reasonably clean hands. I sanitize and I wash my hands regularly, but you don't know what's under your fingernails, you know. I might have stopped a crime last night. I might have, I don't know. But anyway, my point is I drank the coffee. I fished it out, but I didn't have any more coffee. What would you have done?
If I didn't have any other coffee, I still probably would have dumped it out. I'm not going.
It's not my disgusting neighbor's fingernail, though. See, that's the thing. It's my own. It's my own germs that were on my person before I cut said fingernail, and it flew into said coffee. It's not going to affect the taste, although maybe if it does in a good way, I'm a millionaire, and I've discovered something. But I realized I'm kind of prudish about stuff like that until I realize I'm not going to have coffee today because I'm not going to the store to get coffee. And I probably would have drank it if it was my wife's fingernail because, you know, she's... I should stop.
We need to...
Not that I'm just saying, like, if between a husband and wife, I don't think a fingernail is a big deal.
I don't know. I think I still would have dumped it out regardless.
And gone coffee-less?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. See, that's the difference between
just
you and me. I'm a gamer.
I freak out anything in my drink.
I'm not a quitter.
I went to, after a workout, I was like, I kind of want something to drink. So I went to Taco Bell to grab like some type of diet soda or something, you know? And
Good thing you went diet at Taco Bell.
One little residue of something dropped in my drink. I don't know what it was, but it was a little black speck. And I saw it. Do you think I powered through that drink?
But hold on. Dropped from where? The roof of your car?
It was in there already. Oh. Like when I got it.
No, you don't drink that. That's different.
I dumped it out.
I'm not saying I have the cleanest fingernails in Wisconsin, but I'm upper percentile. So that's why I roll the dice.
You see,
no way would I drink a drink from a fast food place where there was a floater. Absolutely not.
You know, I was kind of thinking about it like, okay, this has to be like some mold from like the soda machine there.
Yeah.
Like dropping okay. from the nozzle or whatever.
Right.
I was like, that has to be like mold. Like they haven't cleaned this thing in, you know, 6 weeks or something.
The good thing is for you. The mold that dropped into your soda, probably not as unhealthy as the soda.
Well, you know, it's fine.
Drink it up. It's not going to hurt you.
I didn't drink it. I definitely dumped it out.
So this is Pete's gross day. I had a really disgusting wet sneeze that we shared with all the listeners. Then
I told
my fingernail story. Yeah, let's fire it up. They just sneak up on me. I don't know, like. I don't know. Look, I'm human, folks. I sneeze, okay? Yeah, I'm a mountain of muscle and ridiculously good looking and funny, but I'm a disgusting sneezer.
Yeah, you just, I probably.
Kidding about all
across
this stuff.
The street, you know? They're doing some work over there.
Yeah, the lights flickered at Schreiber when I sneezed.
They probably all jumped out of their seats there.
Like, what is going on over at WGBW? hey, we got a really fun topic I want to talk about today, folks. Swearing. A lot of people get bent out of shape about it. I don't really have a problem with it. I grew up in a household where swearing was forbidden. We just didn't do it. My parents were pretty proper people for the most part. The worst my mom would ever say is damnation, which I still don't really even know what that means today. Or she's condemning an entire country, which seems worse than saying, you know, an S-bomb or an F-bomb. But I grew up really not swearing, unless I was out with my friends, then it was like freedom reigned and I swore. But I'm curious as to how people feel about swearing. I don't know. Did you swear when you were a kid in your house?
I tried not to, you know, but sometimes I'd let them fly.
I guess in front of your parents is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, all right. So without my parents being there, I definitely would swear.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah. But I mean, I tried not to, but sometimes they just fly out, and I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Really? Okay.
Oh, sorry, didn't see you there, Mom.
I remember one time I was having an asthma attack. I was probably 17 and I couldn't breathe. And my mom took me to the emergency room and they gave me a shot of adrenaline. That's how they used to do it. And the needle was like 2 inches long, right in the arm. And I just said, "Oh, shh." And I said that word, which isn't even that bad. And she said, "Peter." I was like, "Really? A 2-inch needle into my arm?" So that's my history with swearing. But this all leads us to tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
How do you feel about swearing? Do you let your kids swear? And the reason I wanted to say this was because I just talked about how I did not swear in front of my parents when I was a kid. Somehow, and I thought, you know, I'd raise my kids the same way. I would forbid swearing in the house, but assume they would do it out of the house. But my wife was raised a little more laid back than in my house. And she would drop an F, an S, or a, what are the other bombs you can drop? An A-bomb?
B-bomb?
B-bomb, whatever. And my kids just all of a sudden felt comfortable. So, Mary, if you're listening, yes, I'm mostly blaming you. I will also say I came around and I don't think it's a big deal. I'm more concerned about what's behind the words you say than the actual words because they are just words. But I want to know how you feel. How do you feel about swearing? And do you let your kids swear? I do now. I mean, my kids are mostly grown, so I don't freak out about it. Because I think freaking out about it makes it even worse. Conrad grew up in a very laissez-faire house. F-bombs, R-bombs, C-bombs. I don't even know what these bombs are. But I did not, and I've come around. I think there is a time and a place. I still ask the kids not to talk like that in front of their grandparents, even though they've mellowed out too quite a bit. And we are Bear fans, so there's a fair amount of swearing over the last few years. So let us know what you know, folks. Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. And you can also send us a message on the app or you, if you are watching the radio on YouTube, X, or Facebook, drop us a stream comment and I will read it on the radio. Would love to have you be part of the show, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wawa, a Thursday edition, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Got lots to get to. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who our guests are for tonight's show. They are all outstanding. And we're going to talk Oscar nominations and no more fingernail in the coffee talk. I think we'll leave that. Leave that at the door.
You know, I was thinking about this question, you know, and I'm thinking I'm going to teach him a bunch of words.
Me?
Yeah, you know, when I have kids, I'm going to teach. Oh, yeah. I'm going to teach him how to say. And I'll teach him how to say.
Dude, no way. You cannot teach
maybe
your kids. Actually,
maybe I'll tell them.
I don't know, man.
You don't think that's safe?
First of all, if you're going to teach them to swear, teach them cool words so that their friends idolize them. So even their friends don't know what they're saying. Like, what's that? Like, I repeated words as a kid. I had no idea what they meant. And you just sound like a horse's ass.
You know, I think school, you learn a bunch of fun ones. So you don't, your parents don't really have to teach you any because you just automatically get it there.
Correct. And I'll admit in fifth grade, I thought a part of the male anatomy meant mouth when I heard it starts with C and some guy was walking around saying, oh, he's talking about his mouth. That's how clueless I was. That's Catholic school for you. Okay. We're coming right back. It's Peach Schwabe and Nightlight. Glad you're here, folks. We got a fun show tonight. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you here on this ridiculously cold. It's only going to get worse, folks. It's going to be horrible all weekend. And I'm a glass half full guy, silver lining guy, optimist, thumbs up type of guy. But damn, it is going to be cold. I've noticed too, Conrad, that I use the cold as an excuse, even about things that have nothing to do with the cold. Okay. Like, my wife is like, are you going to go to the gym after your show? I'm like, yeah, it's freezing outside.
Well, it's like, I'm not working. It's indoors.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But any excuse I'll have, like, I went down to get a sandwich earlier, and the guy goes, you want something sweet? You want a cookie? And I'm like, in my head, I'm going, yeah, it's 10 below. Give me a cookie. Like, what does that have to do with anything? But I got the cookie.
If you said ice cream, maybe I'd understand.
Yeah. Oh, that would warm things up a little bit in this kind of weather.
Yeah, you know, go outside, eat some ice cream tomorrow. Perfect day.
I'm still trying to make radio history. I don't know how to do this. We tried with the sneeze before. The phone is not exactly ringing off the hook. But Corey, one of our fearless leaders here at Civic Media, said, take precautions tomorrow. If you can work at home tomorrow, do so. And I'm going to probably do the show from home tomorrow. And I responded back, I'll probably be at home in bed under electric blankets. Has that ever been done?
I hope not.
What do you think the sound quality would be like?
I hope you don't do that.
You don't think so?
No. You know, unless you have one of those, you know, tables that you can lay over yourself. And it's just like you just see your forehead.
Like
in
a breakfast in bed type thing?
Yeah, and you just see your forehead in the camera.
Why? But that's not like...
Because you're like laying on a pillow, you know?
Not even showing my eyes? Okay.
Hello, this is Petra from my bed.
Well, we'll see. I still have hope for the sneeze. I don't know if that's ever been done before, but we'll figure it out.
We'll play it a couple times during the show and just see how.
Let's hear it again.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was cute. It's so awful. You can tell I'm sick too. Like I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, folks. Let's not play the sneeze anymore. I don't want to chase people away. Is this a good time to ask for likes on social media?
Yes.
Here's a disgusting sneeze.
Yes.
Go like our Facebook
page. If you feel bad for Pete when he sneezes.
Oh, that's good. Pity.
Give us a like.
Absolutely. All right. So our question of the night is, how do you feel about swearing? Will you let your kids swear or do you let your kids swear? Very eager to hear some of these answers to tonight's question. We have a fun show tonight, folks. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'm very excited about our guest tonight. Ryan Albers will be here. He is the event chairman this year for a really, really cool event involving dogs. It is sponsored by the Mid-Morning Kiwanis of Oshkosh, and it's called New Top Dog. New, of course, meaning new Northeast Wisconsin Top Dog, and it raises a ton of money for great causes, and it's a contest. People send pictures of their dogs in. The public can vote. All the proceeds go to children in need and pets. Pet rescue, pets in need. It's going to be great. So Ryan will be here at 5:30 after news, sports, and weather to tell us about this great event that you can participate in. And it's kind of an all things new show. And when I say new, Northeast Wisconsin. Hanna Lopez will be here. She covers Door County for NBC 26 here in Green Bay. She's been on the show before. She is going to make tonight's popcorn pick of the week. She'll be here in studio. She's a lot of fun. She is a fellow DePaul Blue Demon. That's our connection, and she will be here in studio with a movie pick, so you won't want to miss that. And then in hour number three, Irish author Molly Aitken will be here. This is something we recorded ahead of time, and she was such a fun guest. She's an author, but she's just an absolute joy to talk to, and I think you're really going to like Molly. And you might just run out and pick up one of her books because she's a really accomplished author and only in like her early 30s. So she joined us earlier from the UK, even though she was raised in Cork, Ireland. She joined us over the stream from London. So that will be fun, too. And that's in hour number three. In the meantime, we've got some text we'll get to here. Our question is, how do you feel about swearing? Do you let your kids swear or will you let your kids swear? I used to be more uptight about this than I am now. I really don't care anymore. They're just words. It's more like the anger that would be behind these words that I would be concerned about.
See, when I was growing up, I would always say that too. Like, it's just a word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as a kid, when your parents hear, exactly. Mom, it's just a word. No, yeah. Eat this soap.
No, it's because I never understood why it was so bad to say it when I was growing up, you know?
Yeah.
I never understood. I was like, oh, it's just another word. But
how did that fly in the Krieger household?
Well, they didn't want me to say it, obviously. So I tried to not say it by them. Say any words by them, that would be bad.
The one I don't like is MF. I don't like that. I feel it's demeaning to women and mothers. And it's like people say it casually. Like they'll just talk to their friend, like bro or homie or dude, they'll throw that in there. I'm like, what? Like, words have meaning. They are just words, but they do have meaning. I don't particularly like that swear word.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one that I don't necessarily like. It starts with a C.
Yeah. Does it have to do with private parts?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's a tough one. I've never...
Just because I hate how it sounds. Not because of the word. It's just how it sounds. It sounds really harsh when you say it.
So much for it's just a word, because you're right. Some of them have a much bigger sting or bite. I don't like that word either. Sometimes I say words as a joke, but I would never call a woman that. Like,
yeah.
Even though I've been upset. I don't even use the B word. Unless it's to a male friend.
I usually say that when I'm on the golf course.
Yeah. To your golf ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when people swear it in
my golf club. Yes.
John Murray on the text line in the 608 says, Pete, ever had a shot called a toenail?
You don't want that.
It sounds really awful. He says, pour the bar mat into a shot glass at the end of the night and power it down. Pour the bar mat into a shot glass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's like sneezes and...
I've seen someone do that.
Do a toenail?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
In a Milwaukee bar.
That's really awful. And then Cam sent a picture of a guy banging his head against the counter. I don't know. Is that what it's like listening to Nightline?
That's what it's like listening to your sneeze.
To my sneeze. That makes good sense. All right, folks. News, sports, and weather is next. And then we are coming back to talk about a new top dog. You do not want to miss that. Hanna Lopez is here, too, in hour number two. And we talk with an awesome Irish author in Act 3. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back. Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night is above the old routine. Make it nice, play it clean. Jazzman. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on a Thursday. A wonderful night in, as far as weeknights go, Thursday, is Top Dog. You see what I did there, Conrad?
That's great.
That's called good. A segue in radio.
That's great.
I don't know if my sneeze will put me on the map, but that segue might do it. We are turning our attention now to a really cool event that is happening locally here, just coming up very shortly here, called the New Top Dog. That new, obviously, is Northeast Wisconsin Top Dog, a great contest where the public gets to vote on dog pictures, and it raises money for an outstanding cause. And joining me here in the studio right now to talk about it is the chairman of this year's event, Ryan Albers. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You broke down and went with the headphones.
I did. I'm going to try it out.
Give it a shot. You can always take them off if you don't like it. I have to ask you, before we get started, you have the Kiwanis pullover on. My dad was a Kiwanis member in Marinette, Wisconsin. What is mid-morning, Oshkosh mid-morning Kiwanis? There's a lot to unpack there. What is that? What's going on there?
So it's basically an organization that is an international organization, and it's for the benefit of children in our community. And we do fundraisers and volunteer and things like that to improve the lives of children in our community. And it's called Mid-Morning Kiwanis because there was actually another Kiwanis club that used to meet earlier than us. They were the early birds. It was at like 6 o'clock in the morning or
That's
something.
That's insanity.
And we meet at 8. And 8
That's
is
mid-morning?
Mid-morning. Oh, so we meet at 8 o'clock in the morning on Fridays at the airport in Oshkosh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. We got a group of like 40 to 50 members. Right now, and everybody's super active, and it's just a phenomenal club. They're kind of like my second family.
Very cool. How long have you been involved in the group?
So I've been a club member since 2015.
Nice.
I took a little sabbatical during COVID just to focus on my business, but then I was pulled back in, and so now I'm probably going to be a lifer.
What is your day job, so to speak, or what was your career?
So I'm one of the owners of a branding agency in Oshkosh called Quill Creative Studio.
Nice.
And so we do corporate brand identity development. And so it's a lot of creative work, and spent some time to focus on that.
Very cool. Well, it's good to have you here. I'm very excited to talk about this this event. It's the New Top Dog, Northeast Wisconsin's popular online dog photo contest and fundraiser. It pairs local rescue organizations with area breweries. I love how you make the jump to beer because we're in Wisconsin. It's
always. Like... I spent the first 6 years of my career in the beer industry.
Did you really?
I did. I was at the distributor level.
Oh, fantastic. And it raises funds for pets and kids in need. So tell us about this event. How did it start and how long has it been around?
Yeah, so it's been around since 2020. And it started with the need to have a new fundraiser because our club was, you know, the fundraisers they were doing kind of ran their course and they wanted to do a new fundraiser and just leveraging kind of like that digital crowdsourcing thing. Right. And if it can kind of go viral. So the idea was that we could pair local breweries with local animal rescues and then we split the proceeds 50-50 in each one of the contests between our Kiwanis Club for children's programming and then the rescues themselves. So it started with just a concept that, hey, you know, we could run a photo contest and get people to, you know, solicit donations. And it blew up. And since 2020, we've raised over $700,000.
That is unbelievable. I was going to ask you about that in just 5 years. And did you take a year off for COVID, did you say?
I was out of the club for a little bit. And the club kind of ran with the idea. And it grew into the beast that it is today.
Wow.
And then I was appointed chairman this last year. And because I'm one of the owners of a branding agency, I took it through a whole brand refresh and made some you know, slight tweaks to things just so I could really, you know, get my hands around it. And we're about to launch on Monday with the registration week.
So it's just kind of a genius thing. You put pictures of dogs online. Who doesn't want to see dogs? And who, like, I'm allergic to dogs. I would still look at dog pictures, like, and kids. Dogs and kids are the recipients of the proceeds. So it would be take somebody pretty heartless to say no thanks.
Right. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Most of the funds that these rescues are, you know, earning go toward medical costs to keep these dogs alive. There's a lot of them that come to them in pretty rough shape. So a lot of those funds go towards medical costs to make sure that it's not, you know, they're all no-kill rescues. Wow. So we've got five contests that are going to be going. The breweries are Fifth Ward, Stone Arch, Bare Bones, Fox River Brewing, and the Fond du Lac Brewery, which is a newer brewery in Fond du Lac. And they're all paired with rescues, and we can talk about those too. But the idea is that you submit a photo of your dog for $10. You get 10 free votes. And then once voting opens on February 2nd, you solicit votes from your friends and family. You share that link on your social channels. And whoever ends up getting the most votes at the end of the contest gets to work with the brewery to brew beer in their dog's honor. And then you get their, you know, your dog's photo on the can. And, you know, if it's a pug, you can call it a short snout stout or whatever. And people just go crazy about this. Usually the winning dog gets a couple thousand votes.
Couple thousand votes.
Oh, yeah.
So if people want to enter their dogs, where do they go? They go to, what's the website they go to?
Yeah, it's called newtopdog.com.
Simple enough.
And
love
right
it.
On that website, you'll be able to scroll down and see the five contests. And you select them basically whether or not whether you want to support one of the rescues that are listed. Or if you really like a brewery and you want to work with that brewmaster, you could select it based on the brewery.
It's an honor for a dog to have a beer named after it, but it's sort of like a trophy that they can't really enjoy. Would it be better to have their picture on a dog food or something like that?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of other prizes that we're going to be giving away too. So there are definitely some more pet friendly prizes like leashes and gift cards to like C-Spot Run and some other things that are more, you know, dog focused as well.
So if I want to go vote, am I voting for what I think is the cutest dog or the cool, like, or is it just open? Like, what dog do you like the best? Like, how do you coach people on how to vote if you do?
Yeah, whatever compels you, I suppose. If there's a specific rescue that you'd want to contribute to, I would definitely say to visit that page starting on the February 2nd. Then you can go to the new Top Dog page and, you know, go into that contest and look through photos. And if there's a dog that really speaks to you, typically somebody knows somebody in the contest and they've seen it because somebody shared the photo of their dog and, you know, they're
soliciting
trying to
vote somehow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this is fun. Ryan Albers is my guest, folks. He is the event chairman for this year's new Top Dog a really cool thing that has raised $700,000 in just about 5 years for pet rescue and children in need. Where do the children funds go to? Or like Head Start programs or for abused kids? You said it goes through Kiwanis. What kind of kids are the recipients of these?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kiwanis Club has a variety of programs that we do to basically offload the funds that we've gathered. Some of them include a program called iPads for Autism, where we purchase iPads for children from families that couldn't afford an iPad because it's a great learning tool. We also have a program called Project Undercover, where we purchase undergarments, socks and underwear, and fill closets at schools because there's a lot of kids that you wouldn't believe don't have socks and underwear, and it makes them feel, you know, really out of place. Teacher grants. We also support some pantry programs that stock schools with snacks and, you know, to-go food so that these kids who, you know, their lunch is the only meal of the day, they can take something home with them. So it's all about just improving the lives of children in our community.
Absolutely love it. So, all right, so you can go online, you vote on the cutest dog or a dog that, as Ryan said, sort of you feel connected with over the picture. Is there a swimsuit competition? I have to ask that.
Oh, my goodness. You could definitely have your dog be all soaking wet after coming in from the lake. Usually they're all naked, though.
I got red flags all over that. Do people dress their dogs before they post some of the pictures?
There are some crazy photos. You know, people have fun with it. It's just one of those things where it just has to be a photo of your dog.
Yeah.
You can't have other people in it or, you know, honestly, just the dog is the focus. And then the winners, first through third place, actually get to have a photo session with Deb Lake, who's a member of our club. She's a professional photographer. And then you get a photo session with her. And those are the photos that we use for the cans. So they're nice and crisp.
Very cool. So, all right. So the entry opens January 26th. Just go to newtopdog.com.
Correct.
Okay. Entry opens January 26th, $10 to post a picture of your dog and make it eligible. Voting begins February 2nd, and then the contest concludes March 1st. That's kind of a fun month. Is there anything in between? Do you have releases or little parties about the voting opening, or how do you guys kind of milk this? It seems like it would be a fun event to really get the most out of.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually this coming week on Tuesday at Fifth Ward, the Oshkosh Area Humane Society is going to have celebrity bartending to kind of kick this off. So they're going to have a bunch of people that work at the Humane Society bartending at Fifth Ward.
Nice.
You know, there's some other kickoff events that they're having. Fox River Brewing, for instance, they have a tap room that they are all decorating for Valentine's Day, and they're having Puppy Love Sundays with some promos those days, and they'll run the leaderboards on the screen and stuff. But really the thing to keep people engaged is throughout the event, we have match days. So there's some of our sponsors that have contributed funds to double the dose those days.
Nice.
So every dollar is going to count as two votes during those match days. And you'll only know what days are match days if you're following our Facebook page and see when we announce them.
That's a great point. What are the socials you guys are on if people did want to get more involved or at least follow it?
Absolutely. So it's Facebook and Instagram. If you just search New Top Dog, it'll pop up there, and just follow those pages. That's where all the stuff is coming out. ePower Marketing does a phenomenal job. They're our marketing partner, and there's a lot of content that'll be going out on that. I mean, we have like 12,000 people in our email list. So we'll be getting the word out, but especially on social media, I'd follow.
You mentioned puppy love. What is that? Is that like just sort of a puppy category, or is it separate, or is it like dog speed dating? What is that?
No, it was an idea that the team at Fox River Brewing came up with to have some days throughout the event where they could run some specials.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing yet. Maybe it's, you know, if you come in and you show that you're registered, you could, you know, get a free beer. I know that they're doing footlong hot dogs for sure, but they'll have a dog house outside and stuff for some photo opportunities. But it's just something to help push the program.
What a great program, too. I mean, honestly, you're kind of tapping into something no one can say. I mean, who doesn't love rescue animals to begin with? Kids in need. And then you've got, some beer thrown in there. And it just seems like a great event. What has been the impact on the community as a whole? Just like, have people rallied around you guys? Has it grown every year?
Yeah, it's, you know, there were a couple of years where it really popped off, especially around COVID when people had their stimulus checks that came in.
No.
But yeah, we just hear people always getting excited about it. We go to, you know, pet expos and stuff, and people are always saying, yeah, I entered my dog and I ended up getting beat out, or my dog was on this can. And when you talk to people about it, they really get excited about
it. It's such a cool thing, too, because who really cares if you win? If you're part of it, it just seems like a fun thing to be a part of. And then if you do win, it's great. Yeah. But just a neat community type thing. So we're going to have a few more minutes with my guest, Ryan Albers. He is the event chair this year for New Top Dog. Check it out at newtopdog.com. They're doing great things for kids. Compliments of the mid-morning Kiwanis.
You got it. Oshkosh mid-morning Kiwanis.
All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. We are talking about swearing tonight, folks. That is our question of the night. How do you feel about swearing? Do you let your kids do it? I don't really let them, but they do it anyway. And what am I going to do, really? Conrad grew up in a very swear-happy house. I was raised a little differently, more proper, but there are no right or wrong answers, folks. But let us know what you think. That is our question of the night. Coming up in Act 3, Molly Aitken, an Irish author, will join us from the UK. She is an absolute blast. And then coming up at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week is Hannah Lopez from NBC 26 here in Green Bay. She covers Door County and does a fabulous job. She will be here in studio. It'll be great to have Hannah back in the studio. My guest in the studio right now is Ryan Albers. He is the event chairperson of this year's New Top Dog, a great contest where people enter photos of their dogs. And people vote on the photos to find the cutest dog or the dog they most connect with. There's no real criteria. You guys haven't really laid out, you're kind of leaving it willy-nilly, but I think you like it like that.
Everybody likes something different.
That's right. So, and it has raised over $700,000 since 2020. The proceeds go to pet rescues and, children in need. It sounds like a great event, and it is sponsored by the Oshkosh Mid-Morning Kiwanis, the Early Morning Kiwanis. Those guys are mailing it in. They don't do half the work you guys do, right?
No, I think they don't. They don't exist anymore.
No, it's
too early for everybody to show up. There is another club in town, but they meet at noon at the bar.
So. See, that's more sensible. That's the one I would belong to.
Yeah,
but it's great to have you here, Ryan. So tell us a little more. Tell us a little bit about the rescues.
Yeah, so there are some rescues that, you know, like humane societies that we have in the program that have brick and mortar locations, but there are also some rescues that you know, have dogs that are available for adoption that are in foster homes. So we have the Oshkosh Area Humane Society that's paired with Fifth Ward, the Nina Animal Shelter that's paired with Stone Arch Brew Pub. Then we have Wilson House Rescue, which is paired with Bare Bones, and Unforgettable Underdogs that's paired with Fox River Brewery, and Sandy Paws Rescue, which is paired with the Fond du Lac Beer Company. So, you know, they're just phenomenal organizations. They do so much. They go above and beyond to make sure that dogs find a good spot to live and flourish, because a lot of them come to those rescues and shelters in pretty rough shape. So all those funds, you know, typically, from what I've heard, majority of the funds go towards vet bills to make sure that they keep their promise to be a no-kill organization.
Wow. I can't even imagine, like, where can people, like, you just mentioned those breweries and the rescues. If they wanted to get more involved, aside from this event that's coming up, how would they do that? Contact the brewery or where would they go to adopt a dog?
Yeah, so all of these rescues and, you know, like the humane societies, they have websites. especially for the rescues like Wilson House and Unforgettable Underdogs and Sandy Paws. They have dogs that are, you know, available for adoption, but there's also dogs coming in that need foster homes. So okay. I would definitely suggest reaching out to some of these organizations, and they're all over the state. They all do great work, but these are just the ones that we're working with for this contest. And they're always short on foster homes. So to, you know, foster a dog until it finds its forever home is a phenomenal way to help.
That's great. Tell us about the bonus. There's bonus payments that you guys offer. How does that work?
Yeah. So the breweries and the rescues are all running their own individual contests. And it's not really that they're competing against each other, but they kind of are.
Yeah.
And whoever... out of the rescue contests of the five, whoever gets the most cumulative votes gets bonus payouts. So there's additional funds that go to the top three rescues, depending on how they land at the end of the contest.
Okay. Wow, that's great. You guys have thought of everything. all right. So the contest starts, entries open January 26th. It's just $10 you take a picture of your dog and post it, right?
Yeah, and you get 10 free votes with that. Everybody who has a dog has tons of photos on their phone already. We make it super easy. But yeah, you enter for $10, get 10 free votes, and you'll get your links to start sharing for voting starting February 2nd.
One of the few times it is actually okay to buy votes.
Yeah.
Because it's for a good cause. There are no election rules here. Yeah. Voting begins February 2nd, and the contest concludes March 1st. Participants and supporters can learn more and sign up at newtopdog.com. Do you have a favorite, like I say, who doesn't love dog movies? Typically when they come out, they do well because there's a dog in it. And who doesn't love Man's Best Friend, right? So do you have a favorite dog show or dog movie?
Well, I mean, I have an 8-year-old who likes to watch, you know, like Pup Academy, but it gets old after a little while.
Is that a TV show?
It's a show where all the dogs talk. It's like, you know, the whole Buddy series with the, you know, Golden Retriever thing.
Sure.
But I would have to say my favorite movie that has a dog in it would probably have to be The Sandlot, because it's just a phenomenal message about, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, especially when you think about these rescues that are taking in these dogs that have had rough lives up to that point. And getting a second chance, that's definitely something that I would think connects really well. But I just love that movie.
It's such a great movie, and it comes up from time to time, whether we're talking baseball movies, movies with an animal, or movies with James Earl Jones. It just doesn't matter. It's such a great movie, and that's a great choice. So do you have anything you're binge watching right now, or do you watch color television at home at the end of a long day?
No, I actually don't. We don't watch much TV, but between the business I'm running and this program recently, it's just kind of into the computer.
Sounds like your eight-year-old kind of dominates the TV anyway with the
sometimes. Yeah, when we let her watch it.
Best of luck with the competition. It sounds really fun, and let us know how it goes, and let us know what else we can do to help. It's great.
Wonderful.
All right, that's thanks, Ryan Albers, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to break for news, sports, and weather. When we come back, we're going to read some of your texts, and I'm going to tell you, we'll talk about the Oscar. The nominations came out today. Some great movies and great actors. We'll talk about all of that after the break in Act Two. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.